Hi, and welcome to Feel Good with Jo, your Friday guide to feeling happy and healthy. Each show, I interview an expert in health and well-being for their tips in managing stress and the busy lives that we all seem to lead. And this week, I'm joined by Elaine Cole of Botanica Medica in Claygate. Welcome, Elaine.
Thank you very much. Nice to meet you.
And delighted that you can join us today. So tell us, what is Botanica Medica?
Botanica Medica is a European apothecary where we work as medical herbalists, and we treat people with a wide range of medical conditions, and we treat with plants. So we as plant medicine, which are tinctures, capsules, creams, and teas.
Okay. So it's plant medicine.
Yes.
What sort of things might people come to a medical herbalist with?
All sorts of things. They will come from very basic aches and pains, coughs, colds, hay fever. We give advice over the counter for that. Musculoskeletal conditions and autoimmune conditions are big ones. Ones which GPs find difficult to treat, perhaps, or patients have difficulty getting the right outcome for. So skin is a big one, for example.
Okay. And so you mentioned that you give some advice over the counter. Mm. So how does that work?
Well, if somebody comes in with a cold, you don't really need to take their full medical history. You really just need to give them some symptom relief. So we'll just talk through, and we'll give them some herbs like echinacea, something to clear the bacteria, something to clear the lungs, and the congestion in the nose. So thyme and eucalyptus, or there's a plant called elecampane that we prescribe. So, but some people have different areas of weakness. So some people will accumulate more catarrh, or some people have a bad cough. So, and some people's colds go to their chest, for example, or go up to their sinuses. So we tend to vary the prescription to suit. But yeah, coughs and colds are our big one over the counter.
And hay fever, I imagine, at the moment must be huge.
Yeah. It comes and goes, hay fever. It's quite interesting. On rainy days, sometimes you won't get a single person. Then when the sun comes out, it just comes in with a blast. We've had a lot this year, a lot. It's been a strange, because it's hay fever combined with colds, funnily enough, because of the rain.
Yes.
Really odd.
Absolutely. So what would you recommend to people if they're coming in with hay fever? Is it, does that also depend on the person, or is that something where you're pretty much always recommending the same thing?
Hay fever is very much to do with allergy. Allergy is very much linked to the gut.
Okay.
So we talk about things like leaky gut. So we treat the digestive system with probiotics. We talk through diet as well, because certain foods are more mucus forming. And then we will prescribe teas or tinctures with herbs like elderflower, peppermint, and euphrasia, which is eyebright. So they work on those sinuses and the mucous membranes.
Sounds absolutely wonderful. I feel a medical herbal episode coming on for myself just for fun.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting. And the thing about it is you treat symptoms, but also the plants themselves are really interesting. And we try to use in Botanica Medica herbs that are indigenous to the UK, and even more so, we use plants from the riverside, from the Thames, for example.
So really on our doorsteps.
Local plants. Yeah.
Yeah. So how did you get into medical herbalism?
I've always been interested in natural medicine. My son was born with quite a serious medical condition, so I went on a sort of a natural herbal course and just got hooked. And there was a fantastic herbalist there that talked about how to alleviate symptoms. And I just thought, wow, this is amazing. Once you get into herbs, it's so big and it's so vast, and you've got the plants themselves that you can really get involved in.
And it seems quite fashionable, at least in certain parts of society, because it's part of this whole get back to old ways of doing things. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm thinking about Gordon Ramsay and how everything's locally sourced, and it's all part of that. Mm. Find things that help yourself and taking control of your own health, which seems to be hugely fashionable at the moment, and in a great way. And I should say, you know, I'm a coach and a yoga teacher and a natural medicine practitioner myself, so I'm well and truly behind that movement. So if somebody wanted to learn more, and I know you run workshops at Botanica Medica, and also you have these herb walks, where would you start with somebody?
Depends on their interest. Some people are really interested in being out and about, sort of in the fresh air, with the herbs, and we go for walks and we'll introduce some local herbs to the local area. Things, and some people will have a little bit of knowledge, some people have no knowledge at all. So it's just introducing them to simple things like plantain and what you can do with plantain. And you can use it as a tea, for example. Nettle is an amazing health tonic. You can use that in soups or as tea. So you're just sort of introducing people, and it becomes a process of self-education, I think, and also gives them control over their lives. So they take an active part in their lives rather than being passive when you go to the doctor and you're prescribed something. So you're taking control, and you're looking, and then we also talk about diet and lifestyle, which are all integrated in health.
So that would happen on one of these herb walks,
yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
So how do people find out about the herb walks? When are they happening, etc.?
All the information is on our website, which is botanicamedica.co.uk. We do walks in Cobham, and we have a sister shop in St Margaret's, so we do walks in St Margaret's, the Petersham area. Which is by the riverside. So we try to incorporate a sort of different flora and fauna in the area. And it also depends where you walk. You get different plants according to where you walk, which is quite interesting. So there's always something different to see. And also depending on the season.
So is it something you can do all year round, or do you have a definite peak through the summer and autumn, or how does it...
The peak for plants really is spring and autumn. You can go for a herb walk in February and still find things like chickweed, which is an amazingly nutritious herb. You can eat on salads, and you can use for skin conditions such as eczema. But things come out in spring, so you're really talking about April, May. So you're taking the flowers come out, and then in September you'll get the berries. So you'll get things like elderberry, which is amazingly antiviral, and will see you through a winter and hopefully ward off coughs and cold.
Oh, fantastic! It sounds wonderful. So for me, I wanted to really share how important a medical herbalist has been for me, because this is something. It really made a difference in my health. So I actually suffered from an undiagnosed gluten intolerance for about 12 years, and I had all sorts of impacts, as people with gluten intolerance are well aware, including things like terrible headaches. I mean, headaches every single day, problems with my gut, problems breathing. So we thought I was asthmatic, except that I wasn't. And after years of going back to the doctor and just being put on higher doses of asthma inhaler and Preventer, I got absolutely sick of it. They put me on steroids, and I went back the next year, and they just wanted to increase the steroids. And I said, nope, that's it. And I went to a medical herbalist, and it was the very first question when I listed all my symptoms was, have you ever tried a gluten-free diet? So I know from my personal experience, that was one of the things that changed that, in fact, the whole course of my life, because I then went on to change career and retrain entirely within natural medicine and coaching and yoga, etc., all around health and well-being. So I was so excited to have you on the show, because it is something that we can really bring into our lives and then begins to ripple out and to change the whole way we interact. So in my experience, it was particularly powerful for dealing with something the doctor didn't have a clue. And we never once discussed my diet in all those 12 years. And I was never treated for the headaches or for the gut problems at all. The only thing was, oh, look, breathing difficulties, asthma, fantastic. What other sorts of conditions? Because you were talking at the beginning about herbal medicine being fantastic for conditions doctors find difficult to treat. So tell us a little bit about other sorts of conditions that people may be suffering with and just thinking they have to manage, and that could be affecting both their physical and their emotional well-being.
There's two that spring to mind. Skin conditions are one of them, so eczema, psoriasis, dermatitis, that sort of thing. Very often we find that it's a problem with elimination, so we will look at their diet. Very often there's a food intolerance in there. Very often there's a leaky gut syndrome, so we'll look at probiotics or astringent herbs. So we look at ways to eliminate, so we'll increase the health of the digestive system and look at the liver, the bowel and the urinary system. So get herbs to work on all three channels of elimination. And very often then it's identifying a protein in their diet that they themselves are intolerant of. And everybody is, that has an allergy has their own personal allergy. And that's what's interesting about it. And it's difficult to find out. But as you've said, wheat is a big one. Dairy is another one. Chocolate and citrus are other things. So we help people to manage. We give herbs that help reduce the symptoms. And very often over a period of time, things start to reduce and people start to get back in control. And the skin, because it can be very, it can be caused by stress. And people get very fed up with skin conditions and get quite depressed.
Yes,
so then we'll also add herbs for their mood as well. And that's the nice thing about herbs. There are lots of lovely herbs that work on the mood and the central nervous system. And other things that work really well are for reproductive disorders. So lots of women find on a monthly basis they struggle with mood again. So we can help things and regularity. So we can use herbs to help them get more in control of their monthly cycle, for example.
So I know you run these Create Your Own Skincare workshops. Mm. And just to let listeners know, we've got some various oils and creams and waters here for me to try, which I'll try and describe to you. If somebody was suffering with a skin condition like eczema or psoriasis, would it be suitable for them to come on a Create Your Own Skincare workshop?
It would, because the oils that I go through can be applied directly onto the skin without actually going into a cream. Very often it's the cream and the preservative that's the problem.
Okay.
So that's one thing. You can just look at the different oils. There are a couple of oils that that we use in eczema, which are calendula and borage. Borage contains gamma linoleic acid, which some people with eczema have problems with internally. So if you apply it onto the skin, that can help reduce the redness. So it's anti-inflammatory and work on desensitization. We've also got some essential oils that are really good for eczema. Things like lavender and palmarosa are really useful for reducing itchy, dry skin. So yes, it would be. Very often, again, eczema, sometimes underlying eczema is stress. So we've got oils that de-stress you, so relax you, or oils that make you feel better about yourself. So it's really about education, I think.
And so if you had an oil that relaxes you, that works on the underlying stress, what sort of oils would you use for that?
So the plant oil for eczema would probably be borage or calendula. I would then use rose water. It's so calming, it's hydrating, it takes the redness out of anything, and it's also balancing. It restores pH to the skin barrier, and it's a lovely, lovely water. So we would add a plant oil into a base cream. We'd add a plant oil such as borage, and sometimes olive oil, and also a water such as rose water.
It does sound wonderful. What else do you do on the, are they days, are they half days?
How does it work? It's an afternoon, basically. I didn't want to make things too big, too unmanageable. So it's an afternoon. It lasts 2.5 hours. And so I introduce a range of plant oils, aromatic waters and essential oils, and people make their own body cream, hand cream, and they also make a lip balm just for fun.
Oh, that's absolutely. And it sounds like they could make great gifts as well, actually, if you're looking to do something very different. Would you need the recipient there so that you made it for them, or you could do something that would be suitable? So that could
They make good Christmas presents.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they do.
And so that's taking place at the Claygate shop.
That's right.
That's right. Okay. Yes. And just to remind people where they can find out about those, it's botanicamedica.co.uk. And the next dates are the 22nd of September and the 20th of October for the Create Your Own Skincare workshop. How long have you been a medical herbalist?
I qualified 3 years ago, but I've been treating family for about 9 years now.
Oh, fantastic.
So but you build up knowledge over a period of time.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
And I hope you see some of our listeners in the shop. Don't forget that you can get over-the-counter advice as well as setting up longer consultations if there's something that you'll need to go through in more detail. And of course, they'll advise you in the shop which thing is more suitable. And enjoy playing with herbs. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was Feel Good with Joe. Join me again in another couple of weeks' time. Brooklyn's Radio.